This is Sue Heineman interviewing Lucy Lepard at her home in Galisteo, New Mexico, on March 15th for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution, card number 1. So, Lucy, I thought we'd just start with your childhood and...
Okay, I was born on April 14th, 1937 in New York City. My father was a doctor and my mother was a secretary at that point. And for various strange kind of places. And when I was about four and a half or five, my father went into the Second World War, so he didn't come back till I was almost nine. So I had a single mother, poor soul, for a long time. My parents are both from New England. They're both Yankees. And I'm always being teased about being a Yankee. The coffee. Oh, he wants to get into his bed.
So you were talking about your childhood a little bit.
Yeah. So anyway, we went to Maine every summer where my mother's parents had a little house. And but I went to school. My father came back from the war. We moved to New Orleans, Virginia. I mean, New Orleans, Louisiana. Then we moved to Charlottesville, Virginia, about 4 years after that.
So how old were you?
New Orleans, I was about 9. In Charlottesville, I was about 13. So, and then we moved to New Haven when I was, 15 or, no, it must have been later than that, 16 or 17. And then I went away to boarding school at that point because they moved in the middle of the year and they thought I wouldn't have a proper school. I wouldn't get into college. I went to Abbott Academy, which has now been subsumed by Andover Academy, with Phillips Andover. And then I went to Smith College. And as soon as I got out of college, at my junior year in Paris, that was a big moment. I majored in art history. So I could go to... My mother had been to Paris for her junior year, and she was very into it. She talked about it all the time, and she'd been a minister's daughter, so it was a real freedom for her. And I was less constrained, but she always said I wasn't the same after I got back from Paris. But I had my junior year in Paris, which was wonderful. And then after I got out of Smith, I went straight back to New York, which I'd been headed for a while. I wanted to get a job in a gallery, of all things. I was going to be a writer. I thought I was going to write the great American novel. And I wasn't, gracious and pretty enough, and I couldn't type to be in a gallery. So I ended up, thank God, at the Museum of Modern Art Library, which under Bernard Carpella was the great librarian there. He was a wonderful guy. And I freelanced, I worked for them for about a year, year and a half, and this started in September 58. It was right after they'd had a big fire. So in the fall of 58, they had a fire that really did a lot of the museum in. I mean, not the art, but the library had to be completely reshelved. Hmm. And so I got to kind of look at every book in the library because I was the lowest, there were like staff of 3 or something, and I was on the bottom rung. And I filed all the vertical files, and I indexed magazines, and I've always said it was the best art education I could possibly have gotten, contemporary art. And then I hung out on 10th Street, and I lived on the Lower East Side after a few months, and had a checkered career with a boyfriend who was AWOL from the Navy as a peace protest. and sort of fell into art more than, art writing. The modern was a really wonderful education, and Bill Lieberman in the print department got me jobs, and I freelanced after the first year and a half or so, but they also paid for my doing like two courses a semester or something at NYU at the Institute of Fine Arts.
The modern thing?
Modern did. I was working full-time as a freelancer. I'm living on Avenue D.
What was that like?
It was in those days. Avenue D was pretty raunchy. It was before gentrification. It was wild. The people were breaking into every place. I lived in these. It was 7th Street and Avenue D, and people were breaking in